A WHO spokeswoman, Fadela Shaib, says the UN Health Agency is quite worried because of the spread of the virus beyond East Asia.
It's the first time that we have avian flu outside East Asia. We were worried about 5 countries in Asia. Now we have 1 country in Europe, Turkey. And we are also worried about these clusters of cases. You know that the nightmare will be if we have an epidemic, means if avian flu is transmitted from a person to a person.
Ms. Shaib says there is no indication of human-to-human transmission of the virus among the children who died in Turkey. Turkish officials suspect the youngsters became sick because of close contact with chickens that were kept at home. Officials at the World Health Organization said Thursday preliminary tests indicate the first 2 siblings died of the H5N1 strain of the virus. Since January 2004, 142 human cases of H5N1 infections, including 74 deaths, have been reported in Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, Indonesia, and China. Scientists fear that the deadly H5N1 virus in poultry could mutate into a form that could easily spread among humans. They warn this could trigger a global pandemic with the potential for killing millions of people. The 5 WHO specialists investigating the outbreak in Turkey include a virologist, epidemiologists, an infection control specialist, and a public health official. They will work with the Turkish Health Ministry. Ms. Shaib says the experts will investigate the source of the virus and how it was transmitted to the children.
One of the recommendations is to proceed quickly to the culling of all the chicken in the neighboring, you know, farms or villages in order to try to break the chain of transmission between animals and humans.
Last year, the virus was detected among wild birds that migrated to Turkey and parts of Southeast Europe. These birds are believed to have infected domestic poultry. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.